But I got a beautiful email from a father in Louisville. His son played alto. I forget how old, maybe 15, 16 years old. And the boy was a little hesitant about coming to camp last year. And the parents didn't know if on Sunday if he was going to actually get out of the house and go over for the audition and so forth. Did the audition and so forth. Monday came around, they're still a little hesitant. But they said that, he said that Jamie, at 10 o'clock, when I meet with most all of them on Monday, gave a very inspiring talk. And the boy suddenly dropped all of his inhibitions and so forth and decided to dig in. By the time he got to Friday and played the concert, he was ready to come back next year, having a great time. And when I read that email, I said, hallelujah, this is what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And we also say it can be a life-changing experience for you, and that happens for that boy. That happened for him. And it also happens for other people, too. People think they can't improvise. And I always tell people, this is one of the scariest topics in the world. Jazz clinic, Jamie Abersower. Jazz clinic, Joe Blow. Jazz clinic, I'll not take my horn. Horns, you know, bring your horn. Oh, forget it, I'm not going. Bring your horn, but you don't have to. Horns are optional. Oh, good. I'll leave my horn at home, and I'll sit in the back row. I'm not going to be embarrassed, you know. But yet I'm still curious about this, you know.